Yeah, and basically what it is, I was just preaching against all Disney princesses.
Yeah.
Is that the right term? Princesses? Yeah, I should,
Prince
huh?
Prince I.
Prince I. Because here's the thing. I probably should, huh? Elsa in Light of the Bible.
All the princes go through them all.
Well, let's just be
the
honest
princes
here,
of the power of the
year. Let's just be honest.
Princess of the power of the year.
Princesses. I think that's the
Prince
correct.
Prince
I. Is it Prince I or
no,
Prince
I'm joking.
Princesses in Disney are always really bad. Whether regardless of how they dress, they're really bad. You know why? Because every single princess in the Disney movie always disobeys their father, is always going out from under authority, always chasing the cool guy who basically is a rebel. It's never a good thing, you know?
I liked Cinderella when I was a kid. I don't know.
What the heck?
She cooked and cleaned, dude. Come on. No?
That's sus.
Okay, Cinderella might be the exception to the rule.
That's
but
sus.
Then she went out at midnight and stuff. Like,
if I'm not mistaken, most of the princesses in Disney, they always have like a single dad or something.
Yeah, the mom
or
died
dad
a long
doesn't
time
tell
ago.
Them what to do or, well, they don't listen to their dad.
But they don't
and when
they
do
have
dads. Or when they always have a single dad, and when they have a single dad, they disobey him. Like Jasmine disobeyed her father. Ariel disobeyed her father, right? What's another princess?
What's the one, the Beast, the one that likes
Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he's a single father. Why are they all single fathers? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Why is it that the princess always has a single dad?
Or is the one with the dwarves, was that a princess?
Snow White?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Because they don't want to promote a family unit.
Nuclear family.
So somebody has to die, you know, so... Or
somebody, has to somebody has to die. I don't remember Snow White.
Patches
I don't know what happens in that story. What happens in that story?
She
ate an apple. She ate Johnny Apple.
Oh, man.
She ate the apple that was made by
full
Johnny
circle,
Apple.
Dude. Full circle.
She had to
I don't remember that story.
Kissed by a frog or something. Or no, she had to kiss a frog for him to turn into a prince.
Yeah.
No, that's the... I think that's a different one.
Yeah, no, that's it. Isn't it?
Snow White?
Oh, no, is that Cinderella?
No, Cinderella, she loses the shoe.
No, Snow White, the guy is dead, right? No,
no, he's
dead.
He's
what
a frog.
Like,
she's asleep, and she has to be
kissed
by the
right.
frog.
He's right.
Prince.
Yeah.
Who
and then he turns into a prince.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, the dwarves and stuff is just weird, you know?
The dwarves?
Yeah, it's just like, how do they fit in the picture?
Were they just making a big deal out of that? About the prince kissing Snow White without her consent and stuff?
Oh, yeah. See, no one's safe from these cancel culture people. Yeah, I'm serious. They did make a big deal about
that. I bet they did. I mean, a lot of
no one is safe from. Not even Disney is safe.
They made that meme of the prince like blowing a blowhorn, wake her up and stuff.
Who else? What's another princess movie? Pocahontas.
Mulan.
Is that Mulan was became a tranny.
What?
Yeah, she became.
Oh,
she
that's
faked.
That's based
she,
on a real person, though.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, why did they choose that story?
That's true.